Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 127, Yahoo Weather. So, for today's episode, I thought I'd share an app that I think I tried out a while ago, but I didn't really like the UI of it. So, while in the mode of customizing my phone, I decided to go out and look for another weather app that basically worked with my home screen. And I found that Yahoo Weather is... I remember reading about the updates recently, so probably within the past few months or so, at least probably 6 months to a year, but they redesigned the app so it looks very, very nice, very clean and easy to use, nice images and all of that, so why not do a review of it? So some of the features that stand out, aside from the ability to sign in with your Yahoo account so it syncs back with that, is that it provides very detailed weather information. So when you open the app, a sign-in is not required, so if you don't have a Yahoo account, then you don't have to worry about that. It's not a big deal. For me, I just have my weather automatically update based on my current location, so that way I don't really have to worry about remembering which locations I've saved. It just uses my GPS and we go from there. When you open the app, though, and let's say you do have your current location set, you all will not only see the current temperature, the high and low temperatures, wind conditions, and all of that, but you'll also get a high-quality background information based on your current condition. So if it's sunny outside, you'll see a nice sunny outdoor picture. If it's partly cloudy, raining, whatever, you'll see that nice background image. So it looks visually nice. So it's not really something that you don't want to look at, or it doesn't look very plain and bland. It actually is very engaging, I guess. It does also offer a 5-day and 10-day forecast, so whichever way you prefer to see your forecast, it works for you. I'm pretty indifferent. I rarely really need to look out beyond 5 days, but if it's there, if I need to, it's nice to know that it's there. They also have a nice overlay map with 4 settings. You get a satellite view, wind, heat map, and radar, so you can see general conditions of those with those filters in your area. So basically the same thing that you see on your TV networks, you can get in this app form as well. And that's really all there is for that as far as app. You get other information like wind and pressure with nice moving wind turbines, and then the direction and all of that, precipitation, the position of the sun, and all of that information as well, if you care to see that. So it does have quite a bit of information in the app, and it performs really smoothly, so it's really nice. It looks nice, especially if you have a it looks good on all phones, but if you have a newer phone, then it'll look a little bit better and sharper and cleaner. There are iOS and Android apps available. I didn't see if there was a Windows Phone version available. From my understanding, the Windows Phone default app is pretty good on its own, so I didn't really think about looking at it at the time. If I do find it in the meantime, I'll add it to the notes, but I do already have the links to the Android and iOS app store, so you can check it out if you want to see it. But that is really all I wanted to cover for this episode. It's a really straightforward app. It doesn't really require much setup. Once you install it, you're pretty much good to go, and you get your forecast that way as well. It's a nice improvement over just the default. For example, if you're on Android and you use Google Now, it's a little bit beyond more than what the default Google Now weather app provides, so if you want a little bit more, then that is available to you. But that's really all there is for this particular episode, so if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574, and of course you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. And if you want to find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network, you can visit geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.